Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about helping new engineers. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, how can a software and engineering company help new engineers who join the company hit the ground running within a short span of time? Three things. First and foremost, provide the new software engineer with a onboarding buddy or someone where like they can, who is responsible for answering their questions, helping them get set up, etc., etc. Number two, provide an onboarding flow where you have some stories picked out for them that gets allows them to touch the more important, the different parts of the system that they need to know about. And third and lastly, make sure that they have a standard workflow of some sort. Like you basically have taken the time to create a fairly standardized work process where everybody's sort of, there's basically a playbook for how to do all the things, right? So let me get into it a little bit here. First and foremost, I hope that makes sense. When you start in a company, it doesn't matter if the person you're hiring is like a super senior software developer. They're not going to know where everything is. They're not going to know all the quirks of your company. And so it's very good to provide them with a coworker or someone who's like, you literally point at that person and say, it is your job. Can you please take care of this new hire and like help them get set up and all of that good stuff? And ideally, you want to pick someone who has social skills, etc., etc., because social skills matter a lot in this sort of situation. Second thing is, you need to provide them with, as I said, some type of onboarding flow. And usually what I find to be the most useful is if you write down a to-do list, like a guide basically, where they know who to talk to, and to get their laptops or whatever they have, like get access to all their systems, get a walkthrough of all the main systems, book meetings with these people to meet all the stakeholders, etc., etc. And so usually the first week, depending on how long the onboarding process is I usually dedicate that to just getting all the things and getting up to speed on all the different systems. And then you have a few specifically selected stories from the backlog where they can ship something and get a sense of, okay, how does this work? How do you ship things to production, etc., etc.? Usually just something simple, a token story, just to get that out into production. Because when you know how to get a small thing into production, then you've gone through the flow at least once, and then they have to repeat that a few times. But then at least they didn't have to start on something really big to start off with. They can just see how, how did you get from code on your laptop or a story in the backlog to production. It can be anything, like a silly little thing, and a few of those is very good to start with, so they get in practice just working with pull requests and how everything works and so forth. And then lastly, having a standard work setup is a very good thing, where basically, you have a CI or CD pipeline, they know that they're going to deploy in a certain way. They know where all the logs are, or like that you have, because if your setup is too complicated when you do work, and a classic example is when a startup grows from being like one or two or three people working, and now it's gonna take on more people, and you realize that most of the flows are all like shell scripts that some dude has on his laptop or something like that. That's not a scalable workflow. It's sort of the difference between a carpenter working by themselves and like having some fun in their workshop versus building a building with contractors, where when you scale up with more and more people, you need to invest in a standard like scaffolding system or a standard way of doing things, because you need to align more people. And if you don't have that, it becomes increasingly more difficult for anyone who isn't like one of the founders or one of the people who were there first to learn how to do all this. You learn how to use all the scripts or all these you know, shaving the jack type of things, where you have to know that, oh, if you go to that website and you go to the network tab and you get that session token, and then you go to your curl command and you input that there, and then you curl that endpoint, and that triggers something that's just going to run a job, etc., etc. You have all these really weird things you have to do in order to do work that happens within the company. That increases everything by a lot, especially when, as I was saying, you might not have that written down or something like that. It's just one person who knows this, right? Then you're going to make it a lot more, it's going to be very difficult for anybody to get into the workflow at your company. So what I want you to take away from this is that the three things that I usually recommend that you do if you want to help your new hires have an easier time is, number one, always provide them with an onboarding buddy, someone who you actually go and say, tell, this is your responsibility now. And they are aware of that this is their responsibility, so they can support this person who's going to join the company, because they're going to have a lot of questions. Number two, make sure that there is some type of onboarding guide or some way where they know they're going to go through a list of things that they have to do to get set up, to get access to all the systems, and to get like a story out into production. Usually start, I'd like to say, create a story roadmap. Start with like something really small, really, really silly, the most simple thing you can imagine that still can be verified in production or something like that. Get that out and then increase the size. It's sort of like stepping upwards, or like a ladder or something like that. Start with small stories and work towards larger and larger stories. If it's a really experienced software developer, you might just need them to do one or two really small stories, and then they can jump in and start working immediately because they're really good or something like that. For juniors, it's a good idea to have a fairly long tail, or like a long ladder, where there are a lot of smaller stories, and after quite some time they might have larger and larger stories. Lastly, I suggest to you to make sure that you have a standard work process set up, because if everything is sort of ad hoc and like these quirky little scripts or things you sort of just have to know how to do within the system, otherwise you can't be productive, it becomes very difficult for anybody to do work. So make sure that your process of delivering software is as standard as possible. I like to say that if you're in a distributed system, try to go with the McDonald's principle. Basically, treat your code as a fast food restaurant. It doesn't have to be the best code, it doesn't have to be the best restaurant in the world or the best code in the world or something like that, but it has to be familiar. It has to feel the same. And if it does, then you start seeing patterns in how to do things. And when you do that, it becomes a lot easier to add more people, because they can recognize the patterns. The patterns are mainstream. They might even recognize some of the ways of working from previous companies, etc., etc. And that familiarity, it helps a lot with the onboarding process. Have a great day.